Hello, this is Rabbi Ilan Feldman coming to you with another message about Hanukkah. And today we are about to enter Shabbos as well, Shabbos Hanukkah. And I'm going to try to connect Shabbos and Hanukkah in a particular way. One of the goals of these messages is really to uncover some secrets that are hiding behind the Hanukkah lights and hiding in Hanukkah itself, because Hanukkah unfortunately suffers from the notion that it's a trivial holiday. We think perhaps because it's a rabbinic holiday and not a Torah holiday, it's not that serious, where the truth is that the rabbis instituted the holiday because it's exactly what we need in order to endure, persevere, and transcend the exile that we're in. And it's interesting that the Gemara refers to Hanukkah as a miracle that's lo nitein lehikasev, that was not given over to being written. And one interpretation of that phrase, that it's not given over to being written, meaning that there's no written holy book that describes the miracles of Hanukkah, one interpretation is that the nature of Hanukkah is such that it can't be contained in words. That Hanukkah is so expansive in its applicability, in its relevance, both personally to each individual throughout time and to the Jewish people as a whole, that to write it down would be to limit it and constrict it. And that's why it's referred to as a holiday of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the holiday that celebrates the oral law, because the oral law itself is not constricted by particular words. It's about understanding and insight to which there is no limit when we're talking about God's wisdom. So, with that introduction to today's thought, let me share with you what I think is a very relevant idea to Hanukkah, hiding below the surface, given to us by the Torah reading that is assigned to the fourth day. On the fourth day of Hanukkah, we read what is almost identical to all the other days of Hanukkah, the sacrifices that were given by the Nesiim, the leaders of each tribe, on the days of dedication of the Mizbeach, of the altar and the Mishkan in the desert. And on day four, we read about Nasi Livnei Reuven. We read about Reuven's sacrifice. And that means that on day four, which is this Shabbos, we are going to be focusing on and feeling the effects of the tribe of Reuven. Reuven is identified in our tradition very much with tshuva, because Reuven commits an offense. He involves himself inappropriately in the relationship of his father to Leah and Rachel, and that is considered to be a very serious offense. He spends a lot of time initiating tshuva, initiating repentance for that. As a matter of fact, when Yosef is almost killed by his brothers and then sold as a slave, Reuven returns to the pit into which Yosef is cast in order to return him to his father. It says, Vayashav Reuven El Habor. Reuven returned, and the sages say that that word has a double meaning. It also means that Reuven was involved in tshuva at that time. So Reuven's descendant is the prophet Hoshea, who ends up being the author, or the authority, I should say, on tshuva. Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, return, O Israel, to Hashem. And this is read on Shabbos tshuva, and it becomes an important key and directive in how to do tshuva. The Hasidic sources say that the word ad Hashem Elokecha, return until God, Ad is 74, Ayin Dalet. Ayin is 70, Dalet is 4, 74. Guess how many days there are from Yom Kippur until Hanukkah? That's right, 74 days. Another little inkling of the subtle and secret relationship between Hanukkah and other holidays, this one to Yom Kippur and Tshuva. So we're dealing with Tshuva today and the idea of Reuven's Tshuva. Now, how does that born out in Hanukkah? Well, Reuven's tshuva isn't directly related to his sin. He involves himself inappropriately in a sin regarding his parents' relationship, to the degree that the Torah uses words that sound almost as if he had inappropriate relations with his mother, which is really not true, factually, but it's that level of severity. And his tshuva is accomplished in something else, which is that he ends up overcoming his own inclination to want to be the firstborn and the heir to all of the blessings of Yaakov, his father, and saves Yosef, who is his competitor, because Yosef is now going to be treated as the Bechor, as the firstborn, and Yosef has been claiming all along that he's got some special role to play amongst the 12 tribes. And Reuven, knowing that, overcomes that, and actually gives life to Yosef, and makes it possible for Yosef to become the savior of the entire Jewish people. So Reuven is the one who presents the gift to the Jewish people of Yosef, who otherwise would have been eliminated and we would have been paralyzed. Yosef is the one who therefore allows us to overcome our travails and our distractions of exile and remain righteous and pure in the eyes of God. So looking at the menorah, each day we light the menorah and then it goes out. And then we light it again, more than the day before. We add more light. The idea being that sometimes when we fail in life, the way that we're going to repair that failure is going to be to meet the next challenge and do that properly. And in so doing, we will have successfully repaired the earlier failure. So sometimes we can't really go back to what we've done, but we can repair our past by not failing in the future, by overcoming in the future, by adding more light in the next challenge that we have. And that's really what Reuven is all about. Shabbos is that, because Shabbos is returning to our essence. On Shabbos, after a whole week of wandering through life and being distracted from who we really are, on Shabbos, we come back to who we really are, to our essence, and we realize that at our core, we have an neshama that's connected to God. And although we think of it as very small, it's really huge. It's the source of life, and it's the source of all meaning, and the source of our connection and sense of holiness. And that's like the vial of oil. Shabbos itself is like the vial of oil that was found. One small vial actually creates a huge miracle. There's so much more hiding inside of us than what we really allow ourselves to believe. So on Shabbos, we can really absorb that. And this Shabbos, which is the fourth day of Hanukkah, the day of Reuven, the day of Tshuva, the day of overcoming, the day of really expanding the light. So let us all add light to the world in whatever way and opportunity we have this Shabbos. Good Shabbos and a happy and holy Hanukkah.